Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you would like to write to us, you can do so by going to our contact page on warn-usa.com. And if you would like to send us any prayer requests, I want you to know we do take them seriously before the Lord. So you can be sure of that. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter with hashtag WatchmanIS216 and hashtag Warn Radio. On Instagram, use hashtag Warn Radio. LinkedIn, use hashtag Watchman. And join us on USA.life and MeWe with hashtag Warn Radio. You can join us on Parler with at Watchman DGS and on CloudHub with at Warn Radio. Warn Radio Network is available through the following carriers on our Watchman Alert Radio Network: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. Be sure to read the latest articles by The Watchman. They're pertinent and apply to this day and age we live in. Please read them and pass them along to your friends. On warn-usa.com, you can read American Eagle Has Landed. The American Eagle has landed. It was the hot days of summer, July 20th, 1969. So long ago, but I remember it well. President John F. Kennedy made it his goal to reach the moon. And also on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com, you can read Prophetic Events, The Time Will Come. Prophetic events for the time, that is, for this age is here now. Many years ago, the Lord one night awoke me to a phrase. Since that time, I have used it on and off for years. The phrase is the materializing of evil. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Watchmen, and welcome to Warn Radio Advocacy Broadcast for the Persecuted Church. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank God. In the midst of all this stuff going on in the world, we can still do great because of the Lord Jesus.
Well, you know, that's true. You know, John Hagee got COVID, but CNN wrote an article on him because he told them, you know, there is, what did he say, inoculation for
We have a vaccination for this. It is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
So that's really where we stand as Christians. We believe
Yes.
And we believe unequivocally that the Lord will be with us. The world is in the midst of shaking. America's divided. Biden couldn't have any more liberal, anti-constitutional republic individuals than, you know, of anybody. I mean,
he's chosen for his transition.
Yeah, for his team. It's just totally a bunch of radicals that have intent to destroy everything. Now, there is a difference. These radicals don't understand we do have a constitution, and there will be, like the Judicial Watch and Jay Sekulow and the ACLJ, and there are others, the Heritage Foundation, that we'll be watching. So you can't just come in and change a nation because you have a bunch of foolish people, and that's what they are, wanting to change it. So we'll see how it comes. The latest news is that the Democrats want Kamala Harris to get in there because they're getting rid of Biden. And I don't see how they can do it because, you know, you can't just change presidents because you want to. So I don't know how they're planning on getting Biden out of there. But at any rate, the whole thing is...
Maybe he's got a death sentence, a target on his head, so to speak.
Well, it's hard to say, you know, but the thing
I hope not.
The thing of it is, the information is coming in quick. Now, if you go to, for instance, our social page on, and we now have an official Watchman Institute page on USA.life, and it's USA.life/Watchman Institute. We also have a Watchman Institute page on MeWe, which has grown exponentially, and we post a lot of updates regarding what is happening in the news and the latest stuff on those. We are also on Parler and on Cloud Hub, which is a little different kind of a scenario. You get over on the other two, they're more of a back and forth type thing, you know, where you can comment and do various things like that. And you can do a little bit, you can do that, of course, on the others, but really reaching between everything is really hard on some of these other social sites. But we are on those, and we do have a lot of stuff. And we're going to move on. You know, Tower, our first thing that we're going to be talking about is the cashless road. And CBN brought this up, and I've been talking about cashless, and the reason I picked up on it is because they quote the digital currencies. And they quoted experts saying that digital currencies are the future of money. Whether we like it or not, they say experts say digital currencies will replace cash. Now, I have been saying that
for years,
for many years, decade or more. And the reason I said it, because I'm a techie. And I build the websites, you know, I do a lot of stuff. And way in the beginning, when the internet was first up, I had a computer and it was built. I had someone build it for me, and it was 1200 KBs. Then there was no video, there was no audio, there wasn't anything like it is today. So I've watched it expand, and one of the first things I tell people, especially in prophecy, since I do a lot of prophecy, and that is, you know, we always looked for a one world currency. And I remember when various currencies came out, people would say, well, that's the one world currency. Well, it never was. But the thing of it is that I've told people for a long time, your digital currency is digital. Digital can recognize any individual currency and convert it instantly. It will be the new basis for this thing. And of course, in order to completely subdue the world, it's got to be digital. Digital is one of the most virulent things that we do. The internet, along with the computers and the technology we have, will enslave mankind. It will enslave your modern societies. It already has, but it's going to get worse. So
I believe that. That's true.
And Tower, how long have I been telling people about the beast and about the computer and the new technology that's going to be coming and the new technology on the internet as well as computers?
Oh, at least 15 years or more.
You know, and I remember sitting down with a particular former host that we had, and we were talking about this, and he was asking me questions about that, and it's really interesting when you get into it, because I do have a whole little aspect to how the Dark One is going to be proceeding, and I believe that there is something coming along with him, and we are proceeding right in that direction. So,
I believe that. You can see it with all the stuff that's going on.
And you know, the thing that got this going was China has begun new trials of digital yen, or it's Yuan. I call it yen, but it could be yuan.
Or yan, or I don't know what it's called.
But at any rate, I don't give a hoot for, you know, what they call it. You know, people may call it individual names, but like for, you know, the American won't be the digital yuan. The currency worldwide is digital, and the little descriptive names are at the end, meaning yuan. It's all the same. There's no difference there. And it'll be worldwide. It'll be in every country. And so these are some of the things. And it's not like Bitcoin, because people thought Bitcoin. But no, we're not going to.
But before that, we all thought that the EU was going to be the money of the currency of the
future.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you think about it, and people have put the UN in there, and just about everybody you could think. But you know, matter of fact, in my series, the Steel series, the first book's been out for some time, Steel the Darkness. You can find it over on Amazon. I deal with a lot of things. Matter of fact, a lot of things that you're seeing in America, I've already been writing about in my book, which I finished a long time ago and published it. I've got another one called The Rising, and we're in the editing stage, and it'll be out. And I can guarantee you that this book was written, and majority of it, where we get into stuff that's going to seem a lot like what has happened here, I wrote long before we ever got to it. We had it finished by that part finished. I just had to finish it up. And I did that during the COVID season. But both of these books are pretty much set in America, and they take you right on through to pretty much where we are now. And it even takes you beyond where the next setting could potentially be. So they're very prophetic. They're Christian mysteries. And the first book is out. The second book, I haven't even got into the cover yet. It's going to be a while, mainly because of all the stuff with COVID and doing the sites and doing everything we're doing. It's been pretty much impossible to get too much done because of it. But at any rate, the cashless road. I know a lot of people are cashless, Tower, but that's not what we're talking about. You know, another thing I wanted to bring up, because Newsmax has a lot of good, you know, if you're looking for a conservative channel to watch the news and listen, try Newsmax. But in the evening and during the night, they have series on it. One of them is a military series, like Black Ops. And see, in my book, one of the major characters is a former Black Ops. And I got into Black Ops writing and interest a long time ago when I interviewed a guy that was in Black Ops as a sniper. I call it Black Ops, but there are Black Ops operations going on around the world that you don't know about. And so at any rate, in this one here, this recently happened. And you know that during the early hours, and they always do it in the early hours. They went into northern Nigeria and rescued Philip Walton, 27, who was being held by a group of armed men. And of course, this is interesting because, you know, this is really the first thing we've seen. And
didn't we report on that?
I don't know whether we did or not.
It seems like I'd heard that before.
Well, it was in the news, and I talked about it, but I didn't put it on any of our reports. And the reason it's important, it's in Nigeria, where we report a lot about, and Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda, and there's even a little ISIS offshoot. There is the Fulani tribesmen, who are the worst. That's been the worst for some time. The guy running the country... used to be Jonathan Goodluck Johnson, and now it's Buhari, who happens to be a Fulani, and there's been lots of Christians being killed there. There has been a lot of action from the Fulani attacking Christians. There's been a lot of Christians beheaded in various parts of Africa in an ongoing Islamic jihad sweep. So it's interesting to see that this guy was actually rescued.
Yeah, that's good. Thank God.
And he was in Niger, across the border in Niger. And they went across the border. I don't know how they found out, but it's kind of interesting that they found out who he was or something and took him. Because the reason they do this is to raise money. This is a typical modus operandi for them. And if you don't have money, there are a good thing that you will get killed. And another bit of news that hasn't come out very much, and that's Cuba. You know, tonight I was online doing some research before the show, and I came across a little article, and it was situated in Cuba. And it was a man and a wife who were getting their pictures taken along the seashore in a Cuban town. You know, very quaint and everything like this. I find that interesting because here I see a scene and it looks like absolute perfection, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's as if Castro doesn't even exist or, you know, Marxism doesn't exist over there. But the bottom line of it is, now Christian Solidarity was talking about this one. The authorities in Santiago destroyed the church there. And we haven't heard anything out of Cuba for a very, very long time.
That's right.
And so they used trucks and bulldozers the whole nine yards. And the security agents surrounded the building, and the members of the church sang in the background. And so at any rate, they did have a video, and they were urging people to get it out. And the pastor himself, Toledano, was taken by the Cuban police, and he's being held incommunicado. In other words, they won't tell you where he's at or what they're doing to him.
That's too bad.
Yeah, and so Cuba, if you ever wondered if Cuba is still Castro-like, yeah, it is. His brother's still in there, I believe. So a couple of quick notes. That was in our new shorts that we're doing. Now, we are in another one, and New Zealand's come up in the news several times, and Tower's going to tell you a little excerpt out of that regarding a thing that we see more and more about. Go ahead, Tower.
Well, they've had been voting in New Zealand on these two issues, assisted suicide, which they voted yes for by a majority of, they've counted 83% of the votes, but the majority has been in favor of euthanasia. And I think it's just unconscionable to do that kind of thing and to allow assisted suicide. I just think it's horrible because you're taking it out of the hands of God, where you don't know what can happen in the last few months of your life. You know, God could decide to heal you And I just think it's horrible that they want to put people to death. You know, the one good thing about it, though, is that they call it a more compassionate and humane society by doing that. But the thing that's good about it is that if people want to do that, it has to be verified by two physicians. And they won't let people who suffer from mental illness or decline due to aging, they won't be eligible for that. And nor would those applying solely on the basis of advanced age or a disability. Two doctors would have to agree and sign off on the decision, and then they would call in a psychiatrist if either one of the doctors doubt what's going on. And the other vote was to legalize marijuana. They voted against it, but it was a very close margin, so when the votes are counted, it could pass. A conservative lawmaker, Nick Smith, from the opposition party, welcomed the result because he said, "This is a victory for common sense. Research shows cannabis causes mental health issues, reduces motivation and educational achievement, and increases the road and workplace death. New Zealanders have rightly concluded that legalizing recreational cannabis would normalize it, make it more available, increase its use, and cause more harm." And I agree with him. But, of course, you have the opposition party or the others that oppose you and want it to be legalized. I don't understand it. I think it's a crazy world, Nana.
Well, you know, in both of those stories, as far as the cannabis, you know, when we look at the word pharmakia in Revelation, many people have connected that to a drug use within society that makes them susceptible to a deception. You know, coming out of the 60s like I have, there's no way on God's earth you'd convince me that making marijuana something you can get like you do beer as something that is what you should do. And I have reasons for that very much. And in the 60s, marijuana always led to the higher use of drugs, other drugs. But getting back to the euthanasia, now that's not as far out as you think, because Biden, if he gets in, he has one of the people on his list to help him and be one of his appointees or something. And that guy believes, and he's, I can't even think the guy, but you would know him. His brother was involved with...
And his brother's the one that became the mayor of Chicago, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's the one that was with Obama, but
right.
this is his brother, and his brother believes that everybody should live till only 75 years. So then the question means, well, what happens if you're 75? Do you kill him? And if when you enact this, if you're over 75, do you start killing everybody then? As far as euthanasia goes, when you practice euthanasia, you do one thing. You close off the fact of miracles and signs from the Lord to heal you.
That's exactly right.
And people being raised from the dead. I can tell you right now, unequivocally, I am absolutely opposed to this, because even to the point of death, God can deliver you.
Amen.
The bottom line of it is, we are a secular society. We've fallen away from God. We need to repent. And most of the churches don't believe in this kind of stuff anyway. But I've been one of those, and so has Tower and our family from the very beginning, and for years and years, decades in fact, our entire life, most of it, we have believed in absolute miraculous events coming from the Lord, and we believe the time that you're going into now, you'll need it. But to have euthanasia, that is not a thing. And on the other hand, I don't believe we need to throw the doctor and the guy that wants it in jail for the rest of their life. And
no.
Even when it comes to marijuana, we saw a lot of that in the 60s. They have little marijuana, or even with a couple of tabs of this or that are legal, and they throw them in jail for the rest of their lives. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous, and that should not happen. So,
well, speaking of that person that Biden wants to put in, maybe that's the way they're going to get rid of Biden and bring in Kamala Harris, because Biden just turned 77 in November.
Well, that's great, but you still have to get it through the Supreme Court. I mean, this thing will never pass muster.
I hope not.
There's a lot of these guys that, you know, the media is making a lot out of it. This is Biden's agenda, and he's going to do all that. Well, maybe he is, and maybe he isn't, because there's a lot of people standing around. I mean, not standing around, but they know what they will do if Biden gets in. And we still have a Constitution, and we have a Supreme Court, and there's a lot of other avenues to go before you start enacting all this modern euthanasia, modern, everything that they want to do on Biden's agenda. But at any rate, we're over in Vietnam now, and... this is another little CBN. They were talking about a Vietnam Baptist church, but this Vietnam Baptist church happens to be in Philadelphia. Now, I picked up on this because the night that they were having the protests, a lot of our feeds, we get feeds almost from some of the live stuff because of the method of Clout Hub and some of these others. They have a lot of that come through. And that night I saw that a Vietnamese church got burnt down. And you know, it's so funny. Let's say funny weird. I mean, these are people that are rioting because of equal rights. So when these people go rioting, supposedly, what do they burn down? Any church they can find, including those who, like these, this is a Vietnamese church.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, that's like a minority.
Yeah.
So why would they burn it down if they're so for the minorities?
I know. It don't make any sense, you know. And during that Trump march, they were having that MAGA march, Million MAGA Man, over in Washington, D.C., and Antifa attacked some of them there. Now, Antifa is a bunch of chickens.
They're cowards.
They're cowards because we've seen this before.
They're shameful.
When they attack, including the girls, it's almost always from the back of the head. You have to look behind you and watch all the way around because they don't fight fair. They carry clubs. And they only beat up people that they can outnumber and they can catch off guard. That's the way they fight. They're
like
chickens.
Children and handicapped.
Yeah, and so they were beaten up on. They were harassing little children, throwing them to the ground. They were beating up, physically beating up a guy in a wheelchair. He was handicapped. And the best part of this story is he didn't know that the cops who were told to stand down by the mayor of
D.C.,
so they were over all together watching everything, and they saw these thugs, this guy beating up on this guy. And they immediately rushed to his side, took him, and taught him a lesson that he won't forget.
Yeah, good.
So they didn't...
Could beat up on a person in a wheelchair? That is just so wicked.
Yeah, but this is what these people do.
I know.
We feel sorry for this group, and they are trying to raise some money.
The church was burned completely down to the ground.
And he's, this is the thing. There was a quote here. What I'm witnessing is terrible, and frankly, the mayor or whoever it is that's allowing people to riot and loot and not stop them is just a horrible thing. The president said this week. Now, see, I've been talking about that for some time. And so's Tower, You know, we just absolutely ridiculous that you allow this to go on in your inner cities. And frankly, I think the mayors that are allowing this are fools. F-O-O-L. Now, believe it or not, the Bible speaks a lot about fools. And when you see a fool, you call him out. But you do not answer a fool according to his folly. Make no mistake about it. If you don't think there's fools out there, they're full of them in this country. And there's a lot of fools who say there is no God, and we could go down that path too. But make no mistake about it, this country needs help, and for the most part, it's heading in the wrong direction.
Yes, sirree.
Now, you know, another thing, this is an article that... It is by a senior editor of American Conservative. He calls America a soft totalitarian state. He says today's social media is a major driver behind isolation and unease among young people. Now, you see, there's some truth to that. I've talked about it a lot, that your internet and our technology is not good for this generation. And it also is amoral. It doesn't judge. It does whatever you program it to do. That's what it does. As far as a soft totalitarian state, I think that's just a bunch of gobbledygook modern speak. You're either totalitarian or you're not. The problem we have today is a two-party system where one party is absolutely ultra-liberal and the other party is half asleep part of the time. And when you bring in somebody like Trump, who's full of energy and knows how to get things done at times, and he doesn't care, you know, really what you think of him, I mean, you wind up with what we've had. And Trump has been able to do things that nobody's been able to do, period. And they've hated him for it. But the bottom line of it is that there's a lot of difference. What you're seeing on the streets burning down, that's Marxism. There's no softness to it. And most of the rest of the kids have been brainwashed in schools. They haven't been brainwashed online. They've been brainwashed by schools up in our upper echelons of the educational system. That is where your heresies begin at. It goes to the teachers who get hired on in the schools who teach your young people the wrong thing. And that's really where we're at. So, you know, and what this really does over time, it swings society against the norms, and that's why society today has lots of young children. I call them children, but they've gone to school. They're probably in college now, and they're on the streets with Antifa. They got jobs, and they want to replace it with some kind of a social democracy. Folks, there is no such thing as a socialized democracy. You're either Marxist or you're not, period. I mean, you talk about Russian socialism, Chinese communism, you talk about Cuba's Castro and his communism, it's all Marxism. And one root common denominator that they have is every one of them is anti-God. They don't tolerate faith very well. Even in Russia, who has the Russian Orthodox Church. It was the Russian Orthodox Church, in fact, that was part of an ongoing persecution of anybody within its realm that didn't follow its own church. And they persecuted these people. We know. Because you remember that little old woman that was clear up in Siberia that stayed there with her folks?
Yes, I remember her.
Yeah, and she's probably dead now, but she was the last surviving member of a family of Christians who left.
She was well into her 70s, the last we heard of her.
Yeah, and she had escaped the persecution of the Russian church, and they didn't even know she existed until they found her up there one time. So make no mistakes, it's Marxism, period. There's no softness here. And, of course, you know, I mean, he can call it whatever he wants to. I don't mess around with that. And he says that no matter who is elected, neither Biden nor Trump will be able to reverse the course. Well, see, there's a hell of a lot, and I now repeat, hell of a lot, H-E-L-L, a lot of difference between Biden and Trump and their agendas. And I disagree categorically, because Trump's already made a huge difference in the judicial branches and in the Supreme Court and in a lot of other areas as well. But first he has to get through this absolute catastrophe of an election that has, the evidence is coming now that it proves that there was massive fraud, and they're going to be getting all the evidence out. Now, the Democrats who refuse to believe it, no matter what you say or put up, they will believe. So this is just a matter of going this route, and if Biden gets in, you're going to regret the day that he got in.
Oh, yes, sir.
And you will definitely know the difference between the two. Now, we do have another article, and we haven't reported down in this area for a long time. And we know that the ongoing trouble, you know, is still there. So, you ready?
Yeah, this is from the Philippines. It's from Mission Network News, and it's a report about a local ministry leader and his three co-workers, and they were partnered with Christian Aid missionary workers. On July 29th, as they were traveling together, highway patrolmen stopped them at a checkpoint, and I believe it was due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, they were on their way to another island of Mindanao as part of a project to proclaim Christ and plant churches. And so these highway patrolmen were delaying them, and the ministry leader told him not to delay them anymore because they were on a mission trip, but they just ignored him. So he told him, "Since you are holding us up longer than expected and we cannot reach our destination, I want to share with you the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ." And so he began telling them how Jesus of Nazareth willingly gave himself over to death to pay for humanity's sin and make God's forgiveness available to all who believe in his sacrifice and resurrection, quoting John 3:16-19. And one of the highway patrolmen interrupted him and said, "Being Muslim, our faith is in Allah." And he said, "I stopped him and continued my message." And quoting Romans 6:23, Romans 3:23, Hebrews 9:27, and John 1:12, "I told them about sin, grace, judgment, and becoming children of God by receiving Christ and believing in his name. I then ended it by prayer and asked them, I asked them to accept Christ as their leader, and I rejoiced greatly when they confessed." And so that's exciting that the Muslims, I hope that that's true, that they get in there with God and not trying to shut him up or anything, but that they get in there. And it's hard to evangelize over there in some areas of the Philippines, even though they're untouched by COVID. But it's hard to get to these areas. They have to go through rough terrain, and it takes 3 hours to reach these villages by motorcycle. And during the rainy season, it's 5 hours. And it's surrounded with high mountains and deep forests. So it's an ideal nest for the communist rebels and the Islamic extremists, the Abu Sayyaf group. And of course, terrorism is rampant in the area since it is the usual passageway to the next province. But seeing the fear and anxiety placed by people who have no hope, so that most can be easily recruited by these groups, it says it gives him the strength to carry on his mission. Though the area is tricky and critical, seeing the eagerness and the longing of the people to know about Jesus Christ, it made it easy to set aside our own fears and worries.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, oh, and she said earlier, leader, she meant Lord.
Did I say leader?
Yeah.
Oh.
But at any rate, going to Bible school many years ago, we had a missionary couple from Philippines. And we talked to them. When you're a student, you get to know these people really, really good. And we had a lot of good...
And it was exciting to hear about their missionary work in these countries.
Yeah. And it was dangerous then. We do have friends down in the Philippines. And a shout out to those in the Philippines that are our friends. We do think of them daily and pray for them. We know very well that it takes the power of God to protect you when you're there as a Christian. So we're glad to see it, and it doesn't surprise me that these Muslims did that, but I think that just shows you, you know, maybe this is where God wants you to start your church service.
Yeah. And even, I believe, even the Muslims are hungry.
Well, you know, we've seen that.
For the Lord. They want to know truth. They don't have the peace that Christians do, because Allah does not give them peace.
Well, there's
He's
only
not
one
a God.
There's only one way, and that's through Christ.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And that is a quote from Jesus Christ.
John 14:6.
Now, and I may have had it backwards. I may have said it a little backwards, but...
No, that sounded pretty good. Another area, Ethiopia. You know, I didn't realize it was Africa's second most populous country. Persecution.org was focusing on that. You know, a lot of these that we talk about, these people have ongoing work in all these countries. And so it's important. It's important to understand, you know, within Ethiopia, I remember years ago, they were trying to help them, and we had sent over a shipment of rice that was, you know, not GMO, you know, I mean, it wasn't non-GMO, it was GMO, genetically modified, and the government refused to give it to them. These people were starving, so they never got it. And I seen this one picture of this old, and this was a Christian village of Africans, of course, in Ethiopia, and there's this woman there with a child, and she was there, and they were skin and bone. The baby's eyes were listless and wide open, mouth wide open. The woman's mouth was open. Flies were flying in and out. They weren't moving. Their eyes were just like glassed over, on the point of death. And I'll never forget that. You know, so when we talk about the problems, these are horrible problems over there. You know, we talk about our problems, but, you know, you look at this tower, and this stuff is just terrible. You know, and of course it goes back to ethnic, religious, and political. You know, I mean, look at America. What are our problems? Political, also religious and ethnic. You know, we've got a whole group of people, and one of them is going to be on Biden's thing, connected to him, that wants reparations for blacks, and I've already
talked... slavery, which
yeah, for
I
slavery.
Don't agree with.
Well, I've already talked about that. I've covered that. And for those who aren't privy to that, there was reparations paid. And the reparations was the blood of all those people, those men and women who gave their lives to free the blacks in the Civil War.
Yes, that's right.
And you can say, well, that wasn't money. Well, money is not a reparation, because you can still have money and be enslaved. Slavery here
That isn't going to, that money is not going to improve your life. The money from reparations will just run through your fingers like water. That's what'll happen.
But the fact of the matter is the blood of men is the highest payment you can make.
That's right.
For another human being.
That's right.
And that is the payment for the reparations. And the blacks that are pushing reparations need to understand that. And I can tell you, there's a lot of people I know online and people I listen to. There's a lot of shows over there I watched. And, you know, when I watch some of these shows, they do have prominent black actors. And when I watch it, I don't say, oh, look, there's a prominent black actor. No. I look at it and I watch the show because I like the show. I like the acting. And it has all kinds of people in it, not just black actors. I mean, we are so stupid in this country today. And we are ethnic, religiously, and politically disposed to argue and hate one another. And the tensions in America are the deepest since the Civil War. And because of this latest thing with the voting and the cheating that's going on that has been caught, we know it. We've got the evidence. There's thousands of people that came forward. We know that there was cheating. The bottom line of it is that this country is not going to stand if we continue to be divided. And if you think you have problems now, you just wait when this country has a civil war. You do not want a civil war.
No, you don't. And that's a fear of a lot of people. No matter who gets reelected, they're fearing civil war.
Now, you see, in Ethiopia, they have put together a peace deal with neighboring Eritrea, who they've had some problems with. There was a 20-year conflict with them, and so they're hoping that more amicable relations will go forward. And, you know, also within this is the people who went before him, who were a little more fierce in taking care of political opposition. And the other, of course, is the violence around the country by those radicals. And I can tell you that without even looking, without even saying anything, and there's a lot of this, mosques and Christians are getting burned out. And, you know, I mean, people are so dumb today. They just, and Africa is so disposed to violence at times. They just don't see the forest for the trees. That we'll just kill everybody. Well, that's a great idea. You know, I mean, you kill everybody, you burn the forest down, you know, plague comes through and pestilence because you're a moron and wouldn't do anything but have war. War brings pestilence and famine and every other kind of disease with it. You wipe out all the food, you're going to starve to death, and it'll be a good thing because you're the moron that started it. America and the world is going to be in chaos, and it's going to be in trouble because we are in sin. And as Isaiah 24 says, the curse has devoured the earth. And I've talked about that in our Isaiah series, and that's in chapter 24. And the bottom line of it is we need to get smarter. But sometimes, Tower, for all of the technology we have, we are stupid.
Yes, we are.
You know, you got all that technology and you could have a perfect election, but what do you do with it? You cheat. Do you think cheaters win? Do you think lying and stealing is okay? You're going to meet with the judge of all judges. And that's Yahshua, Jesus Christ. And I can guarantee you that even Muhammad himself is going to be standing before Jesus. Muhammad is not a god. And Muhammad is not someone who rose from the dead. And I can tell you that there's no hope in all the Hindu gods. The gods of the nations are but idols, the scripture says. And it's time for the church to get out of the dark ages, get the world out of the church, and get out there with the word of God and stand on it. and walk in signs, miracles, and wonders as the early church did, and awaken themselves to the truth that's found in Jesus Christ. I mean,
amen. That's right.
You become a computer supplicant when you connect yourself to this stuff and you feed your mind all this stupid stuff. It's like uploading garbage all the time. You can't do that. And even, you know, I've been preaching and delivering sermons and everything on this platform for over two decades. I began even before this, way back when we had to do it totally different. I was putting sermons out. I got news for you. Without the Spirit of God and the power of God, this technology doesn't save nobody. It sends a lot of people to hell, though, but the saving is done by the Spirit of God, that on the other place, the other side, those who hear it, they see the heart attitude, and they will meet that person right there and deliver them.
Amen. Amen.
And in the closing moments, I wanted to touch on this from the Assyrian International News Agency. They were talking about a lot of things that they face, and we covered it. This is the 10th anniversary of a slaughter by Islamic militants of Our Lady of Deliverance Church in Baghdad. Syriac Catholic Patriarch Joseph the Third Yunan. Ignatius is his name, and I remember this name when he was martyred.
Well, I remember this story. I can't believe it's been 10 years.
And two priests were killed. And the thing of it is that there's been a lot of them killed, and you might say, well, it's the Catholic Church. I got news for you, folks. It's about time for America to get out of their denominations and get out of that mindset.
That's right.
Because the devil don't care what denomination you're in. They will kill a Baptist as quick as they'll kill a Pentecostal, as quick as they'll kill Catholic, as quick as they would even kill a Mormon. And you can say, well, Mormons aren't Christian. Well, it doesn't matter. If they name the name of Christ and refuse to repent, I mean, accept the Shahadid, then you're going to get killed. You see, hatred and this thing that's hitting this world don't care, folks. And it's about time you understood. This thing is coming down to black and white. And I don't mean that racially. I mean what is truth is white and what is not true is black. And again, that's not skin color. This is talking about right and wrong. And the bottom line of it is, you're going to find out one thing as far as skin color. You're going to find skin color of all types that are full of sin. And you're going to find skin color of all types that are truly saved and born again, and they know who their Lord and Savior is, which is Jesus Christ, Yahshua. So make no mistake, there is a difference. And so we do acknowledge this because we covered the 2014-2015 move of ISIS on the WIBR, and it was horrific. We got a lot of firsthand information. We were putting it up every day. I was putting up a ton of things. Matter of fact, we had so much response from all of that in Twitter world, we were among the top 10 in responses for websites for a couple of months during the height of the season. And it, some of the most absolute disgusting stuff was done. And of course, that's over, but the beast is coming. And we don't look for it next week. Personally, I'd just soon him take a round trip somewhere else over to Pluto and get lost for a while.
About 200 years.
Yeah, I don't need him to show up, you know. And I don't, you know, there's a lot of issues, folks, a lot of issues. And I don't care who it is. You lose your life, no matter what kind of a church, at whatever time. There's a lot of innocent people that are getting killed. And I don't even like the Uyghurs in China that are being treated the way they are.
I hate that situation.
Yeah.
That's wrong. It's wicked.
There's Christians in the same situation as the Uyghurs. And the whole thing is just absolutely repulsive. And for Joe Biden and his son to kiss up to the Chinese people is, you know, to the communists. It's not the Chinese people. It's the communists. And
it's the government, the Chinese government.
The Chinese communists. The government is communist.
Yeah, I know.
At any rate. So, with having said all that, we're coming down to the end of the hour. We've covered a lot of stuff here. But remember to pray for the persecuted church. And you might as well. While you're living in America, if you are, you need to be praying for this country. Division is not going to work here.
Nope.
And we have a lot of people that are culpable, including the liberal hosts who spend all their time vilifying President Trump, and to the Democrats who vilified Trump and who pushed a false scenario. We've had 4 years of nothing but BS from the leftists in this country, and it's a wonder we haven't had a civil war. We've had an internet civil war, whatever you call it, political civil war. But you can't keep doing this, folks. You know there was an old saying, keep a civil tongue in your head. And is there a God in heaven? We need to shut our mouth. We need to be kind to one another. We need to stop this division, and Biden needs to get his head out of the nether region and get rid of these knuckleheaded leftists that want to destroy your Constitution, because the bottom line of it is there's a lot of them out there, and every one of them are wrong. Anybody that wants to change this nation like that is wrong.
That's right. Amen.
And if there's one thing Trump has done, he's created a multi-million dollar, a million person MAGA army out there of people who will not give up their guns, will not accept any other form of government except our constitutional republic, which isn't. It's more of a democracy now. But our forefathers warned against a democracy. So you think of that. There's a lot of troubles in the world. We remind you to pray for the persecuted church, but remember your home. Wherever you're living, pray that the Lord's will be done, and that if there is hassles and troubles there, pray for peace. Pray for escape.
Yes, amen.
You can do that. The Lord said he would keep you from the evil. So, and we pray that. I've covered that in shows before. So, at any rate, Tower, we're going to have to get out of here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us whenever you do. We love you. We appreciate you. We're thankful that you're a part of the body of Christ. And we ask that you would pray for your brethren and pray for us as we pray for you. And we love you dearly. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. We remind you to join, come to our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. And tomorrow night, we'll have our battle lines, and we'll be in Isaiah. So don't forget to join us again. Shalom, everybody. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.